It's the Riding the Wild Bubble podcast. 7-minute musings on music, art, books, film, fashion and food, spirituality and recovery, and the occasional song. Never scripted, always real, fly on the fly. And I'm your host, Alex Bronson, accomplished roué, musician, artist, writer, and builder of gardens. Welcome. I am reading a book that was published just within the past couple of months called Candida Royale and the Sexual Revolution, A History from Below. And it's written by historian and Harvard professor Jane Kamensky. And it's about my old friend Candice Vidala. Otherwise known as Candida Royale, who was a actress, porn star, producer of adult movies, feminist, writer, dancer, singer, she did all kinds of stuff. It's a really interesting book, because Candice, I met her in 1978, and we were in touch for a while. And then, I guess, from what I can tell here, her drug addiction got really bad. She got married. I got married. And we reconnected sometime in the early 90s. And got to be very good friends for about the last 15 years of her life. Wonderful, wonderful woman. And it's just a shame she died so young. But this is a great book. It's a lot also about the rise of the feminist movement, how she got in on it early, but then there was a schism developed in the feminist movement. There we would say there was the anti-porn wing, and then there was the sex-positive wing. And obviously Candice was in that faction. And she, I knew she'd had a problem with drugs, but it was a lot more serious than I knew at the time. Or, you know, we talked about it a couple times, but not any great length. But it went on for quite a while. She finally got clean and got free and clear of it. And, she's one of these, we'd go out for dinner and she'd have a glass of wine. So she's not one of these junkies that turns into an alcoholic, which is often the case, you know. I've seen it many times, you know. The heroin's gone, but booze never fails. So, yeah, for some reason, she was able to just go back to kind of a normal life. And I don't know if she smoked pot or anything anymore. I know she didn't do any hard drugs at all, but she was quite successful. And it's really interesting reading these journals. Jane Kamensky had access to all her very detailed journals, which she kept over the course of her life from her early teens on. And I have passed the period where we met. Because she talks about when she's in San Francisco, or she's in L.A., she's in New York, and what was happening around then. So I know the section when she was in San Francisco. I didn't get a mention. I mean, you know, I guess maybe I'm in the journal, but it didn't rate with Jane Kamensky. I don't know. I know Candice mentioned the Honey Bun Spanking Kit in her memoir, which you should read, called How to Tell a Naked Man What to Do. You should read that. She did mention Honey Bun in there. And that's all. And that's it for today. If you like this podcast, please tell your friends about it. Please subscribe somewhere. And if you would leave a review somewhere, preferably positive, I would really appreciate it. This is Knox, riding the wild bubble with you forever.